This podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mrs. Gibb. This is Tilly. I said Tilly. Yes. You know Will's friend? Is Will there? I don't play netball anymore, no. I suppose I am a tall girl, yes. Anyway, is Will there? Hello? Oh, it's Tilly. No, Tilly!
Wait.
Wait.
They did what?
They did what?
What was that? That can't be true.
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild!
What? They did
that's
they did
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Yes, it's Wait, They Did What? The podcast where we travel back in time to see the weird and wild things our parents and grandparents used to do. I'm Tilly Oddie Black, and today we're dialing back to the 1990s, when if you wanted to phone your mates after school, you had to yap to their parents first. Such a hassle. But that's because people used a fascinating artifact called a landline.
A landline phone is one that you can plug in to a PowerPoint and you can call, like, people.
You must be a historian. But have you heard of the truly ancient relic known as the rotary phone?
Like a round-ish dome thing with a circle with a lot of big holes in it. And they had numbers in them. And then they make a big ring, ring, ring.
Precisely. A rotary phone had a circular dial in the middle. You stuck your finger in it and turned it around and around over and over again to dial someone's number.
I reckon it would have been a bit annoying that you had to press buttons, spin wheels to dial their number in. And if you were in a rush, it would have been hard.
Also, I think it would have been a bit boring because you wouldn't have games. And also, like, you wouldn't be able to text someone, like, if you didn't really want to talk to someone and they were calling, you can't say, sorry, I'm busy.
Real. It took a while. And we all know humans are lazy. So people were stoked when phones with buttons came along to save them a few seconds. But you know who probably rolled their eyes when they saw phones with buttons? Alfred Traeger. He was an Aussie who invented something called the pedal radio as a way of communicating way back in the 1920s. It sounded like this.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How do you receive me?
BJ 5MO base receiving you 5x5.
So the guy making that call was pedaling at the same time, just like he was on a bike, because that's how you powered the pedal radio up.
That sounds like too much effort.
Way too much effort.
Not too much effort for Alfred. He probably thought phone calls should only be used for really important messages. Unlike this woman in 1978, who used the phone to practice funny voices, like her impression of a talking poodle.
Hello, Daddy. This is Brandy, your darling poodle. I've come to wish you a very happy birthday. You're my favourite daddy. You give me lots of bones and love and cuddles and toys. I love you, Daddy.
Oh, what a good girl, Brandy. Such a good girl.
But that recording was actually real. In the late 70s, there were businesses that would call people for you with all sorts of messages. Lots of them were funny, like the poodle lady. Some of them were lovey-dovey, very popular on Valentine's Day. And you could even pay for a mean phone call to your enemies.
Good evening. I hope you feel terrible today. Of course you should feel guilty. You are a terrible person.
Whoa, okay. That was the olden days equivalent of trolling for sure. Literally the actual definition of a professional hater. What do you reckon? Would you pay for a prank call?
That would be very useful these days.
I think it would be amazing to have that around.
I think it would be good to have someone that would, like, talk to your crush for you. Because even in primary school, you used to get people to go back and forth for you, like to ask out someone, and then they would have to run back and tell you if they said no or yes.
Oh, I remember that. You're right. Hiring a stranger to talk to your crush would have been way less awkward. Maybe. As more and more people started picking up their phones, the phones themselves kept on evolving. Landlines got an upgrade when someone figured out how to make them work without the cords. this reporter couldn't wait to show his phone off in the 80s.
Look, no cords. Perhaps that's why it's called the cordless telephone. Very useful if you live in the 25th flat in the apartment block and your swimming pool's on the ground floor, or if you're visiting a neighbour and don't want to be out of touch on the telephone.
Revolutionary! Although those 80s cordless phones were pretty chunky. As technology continued to advance, you know what came next? Mobiles! But not as we know them today. In 1983, it made the news when 40 mobile phones were installed in cars in Perth, Western Australia. But you had to be pretty loaded to own one.
A mobile telephone transceiver and handset costs about $5,000 fully fitted. In addition to that, calls to and from cars fitted with the units are charged at STD rates. As a result, telecom executives have made it clear the mobile phone system will have a limited market.
$5,000? No wonder it wasn't until the early 2000s that mobiles became common in Australia. We had to wait for the price to drop. Nowadays, pretty much every house has a mobile.
Mum's got two phones, Dad's got one, my sister has one and my brother's got one. But I will be getting one at the end of this year. I got Mum's old one.
Show me.
I've got a whole iPhone collection. 7 maybe.
Why do you have so many phones?
Because I got my first phone at 5.
You got your first phone at 5?
5? Whoa, talk about spoiled. Just kidding. But I bet you don't have a fax machine.
I have never heard of a fax machine.
What's a fax machine?
Is that like Google?
Let's ask this reporter from 1978.
This is a facsimile transmitter, and letters can be sent instantaneously to Melbourne or London or anywhere. By 1999, it won't be telegrams that are out of date, it'll be letters. But then, we mightn't have anything to write about by then.
Oh, I don't know about that. You oldies have given us plenty to write about. Those fax machines were a way to send letters to people almost instantly, but not quite as instant as, I don't know, email? But if we go back even further before fax machines to the 1950s, people thought the most modern amazing invention was something called the telegram. Here's a man sending one across the country with some very important news.
Daughter born last night. All going well from John.
Oh, a new baby announcement. I mean, shy on details, but sure, at least they got in touch. Here's how it actually worked.
The signals from the teleprinter travel along the underground wires to the General Post Office, Martin Place, Sydney. In this room, the telegram from Crow's Nest is received on another teleprinter.
Wow, and by the time that message got through, the baby was already walking. Okay, it didn't take that long, but not exactly as quick as a phone call. Or, who am I kidding? A text message? Or a post on social media? No one makes phone calls anymore.
Yeah, I'd probably email.
Or a text message if you have their number.
But when I text, sometimes I send audio messages to help if I don't know how to spell the word.
Smart. And that's it for another edition of everyone's favourite trip back in time. Till next time, I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what? Remember, if you need me, text. I don't answer calls. Or check voicemails. That's so 2005.
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also find us on the ABC Big Kids YouTube channel.